Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity. Inspiring business performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Dinesh Kandathjatha is here. He's joining us all the way from Ontario, Canada. He's a founder, a mentor, a speaker, an investor, an entrepreneur. He's sold or bought or invested in over a dozen companies, a baker's dozen, I think. He's the operator of Macadamian, which is a design and software development company, and he's our good friend, member of our Brain Trust, Dinesh Kandathjatha. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me back, Jim.
It's good to have you back. So, cash, I want you to talk about your experience with cash, because every entrepreneur has to have a relationship with cash. We all need to be profitable, and cash and profit are cousins, but if you don't have a relationship with cash, you're not going to make it. You got to figure out what it's all about, don't you?
Yeah, it's kind of like having a really, really hot girlfriend, right? Some days, you're like, oh my God, I'm the luckiest guy in the world, and that's when you have some cash. And then there's some days where you're sitting at the door wondering if she's coming back home, and you're thinking, oh my God,
she found a better
gig.
What am
I going to do? She found a better gig. That's it, right? And so I think all of us, we kind of have that relationship. There are really, really good days, and there are really bad days.
Yeah. So how do we fix that? How do we smooth out the highs and the lows?
A big part of it is focus, right? And, I think like anything in small business, that's the hardest thing we as small business people have in terms of, kind of one of the fundamental challenges is what do we focus on? Because there's so many things, that chief cook and bottle washer type idea, right, where you have so many things that you have to do. Maintaining a focus on any one thing for any extended period of time is very, very challenging.
Right.
And what I try to do in all of my business is reserve time to talk about cash every day. And that's one way you can build in the discipline to be constantly thinking about it. It's scary, right? Because I don't know about, your listeners or yourself, but there's many times in my companies where I don't want to think about cash because I know how bad it is. And I know how little I have.
Yeah, why would
right?
I want to go manage my cash? I don't have any.
Exactly, right? And so, thinking about it just stresses me out, right? So you kind of shove it under the rug and, hope the problem will go away. And
it doesn't,
right? Jim, you know this, right? It doesn't go away. And so by not thinking about it, it doesn't make it any better. So, getting yourself the discipline and building systems where you can think about cash, at least once a day, even if it's only 20 minutes, to go in and say, what's coming in, what's going out today?
Well, there are two kinds of cash problem scenarios. One is when you just don't have enough because your business doesn't have enough critical mass. That's a that's fundamentally a capitalization problem. And then there's the other situation where you have plenty of cash coming in. You've made the reps. You've got the customers. They've signed the contracts. You're doing the work. You're delivering the product. But you haven't collected the cash. That is an operational problem.
You got it. Yeah.
Right?
And frankly, one is they both have different classes of problems. To me, the operational one's a champagne one, right?
If you got money you can work with, it's just now it's just a matter of you've got my money and I'm going to go get it from you.
Yeah, and the thing is, people think that people are just going to pay up, right? And sadly, it's not true, right? Because just like your customer is probably a small business, and they're trying to hoard their cash as long as they can, just like you are.
Everybody does.
Yeah, of course. That's just
it's a game.
You're
it's
not
a dance.
In business very
it's a
long.
Dance we do, isn't it?
It is. It absolutely is. It absolutely is. And the best, the more you can do to force cash up front before you ship anything, the better you're going to lead the dance.
When I had my consulting company, I used to get a lot of deposits. And it was hard.
Closets are phenomenal.
In the beginning, it was tough for me to be able to get up on my hind legs enough to have the courage to ask for a deposit. But once I learned how, once I started doing it, it got easier. And my cash flow, crises went down real quick.
I'll tell you another really easy one, simple one that people don't think about. Bill on the 1st of the month instead of the 31st of the month. Simple, right? Like, from the customer's perspective, what's the difference? It's one day, right? From your perspective, you are getting 30 days worth of cash. Mm-hmm. Because what you're doing is you're going to bill on the 1st of every month. So if you're, you know, start work on the 20th, you bill on the 1st. You don't wait till the 31st of the following month,
right,
which means you now have 30 plus 20 plus, you know, 11 days. So that's a small change that you can do that'll instantly bring forward cash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the one thing. And the thing you have to understand about cash is time. To me, if you can't understand how the clock works on expenses, on sales, on customer decisions, on all those things, if you don't understand how time works, and that's what you were just talking about. You're talking about the calendar. That's time. If you don't understand the relationship of time and cash, when you do get that understanding, your situation will get a lot better.
You're absolutely right. There's two factors, right? Time and credit, right? And so one of the things that are really, really tied to cash is something that people don't think about, which is trade credit. And just because somebody says they're going to pay you doesn't mean they're credit worthy for you to offer them up that credit. And I don't think small business people take enough time to assess the credit worthiness. And so what happens is...
They don't realize that they're not making a sale, they're making a loan.
That's exactly right. They're making a loan. And you have to look at it the way a bank would, right? So, you know, if the sale is small and the risk is low and you can do it on a credit card, get them to do it on a credit card. If the sale is big and they can't do it on a credit card, then you need to look at it and say, you know, would I lend them my money? And what would I need to know about their business to be comfortable to lend them my money?
I'll tell you, the credit card thing has really helped a lot of small businesses, including many B2B businesses. Because more and more big businesses are giving their managers credit cards to use.
Up to $10K. If your product is less than $10K, kind of make your clients buy on a credit card. You get the cash instantly.
Yep.
And, you know,
put that in your proposal.
You're absolutely right. And you can split the fees if there's fees, if it's really painful. But I tell you, most of the time, customers never even ask me about it.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Hey, Dinesh, I need your website, please.
My website is DineshK.co, DineshK.co.
All right, so check it out, folks. And we'll come back. Dinesh just did something that a lot of us would think we'd like to do. I want to ask him I know it was a good idea for that company, but would it be a good idea for every company? We're talking about going public. And he's going to give us a good report on that after this break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.